The number of people in Wisconsin's 22 HMOs dropped in 2005 for the fifth straight year. A report put out by regional healthcare industry analyst Alan Baumgarten shows enrollment in the state dropped 10%.
The departure of employers from the HMO model is particularly true in southeast Wisconsin. There, the three major national companies, Blue Cross, Humana, and United Healthcare, have seen a very sharp reduction in the number of employers using their HMO plans.
Baumgarten says HMOs have lost appeal because they're perceived as too expensive and not flexible enough. The Wisconsin Association of Health Plans works with 18 HMOs. Deputy Director Phil Doherty says current law can make HMO alternatives seem more attractive to employers watching the bottom line.
What we'd like to see is the ability for HMOs to be able to better create packages that are more flexible, that maybe don't contain so many benefits for an employer whose decision is offer some basic benefits or drop coverage altogether.
HMOs grew rapidly in the 90s as employers looked for ways to trim the cost of health care. Since then, they've lost ground to self-funded company insurance plans and preferred provider organizations, or PPOs, which generally offer a wider network of doctors and hospitals. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.